It's a gala day, the day of the year. The sun will shine, the sky will be clear. The bells will ring, the people will cheer for the wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse. There'll be ducks and drakes and a waddling goose. A chimpanzee, the zoo has turned loose. And peg leg Pete's declaring a truce for the wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse. The big brown bear will dance for all the company. The whole affair will be broadcast by the BBC. There'll be fancy hats and fancy applause. Kangaroos with pretty pink bows and elephants with manicured toes at the wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse. He'll shake hands with the groom and kiss the bride. Then off they'll go to find their gingerbread house, where they'll be happy as Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse.
So children could be happy when they were all at play. One night when all was quiet, his daily work was done. In the shadows deep he fell fast asleep as the toys broke one by one. Still to him it seems that his toys have come to life. There's a bugler boy blowing notes of joy and a toy that blows a fight. Hear that big bass drum going rum-tum-tum to the sound of tramping feet. See the toyman smile as the rank and file come a-marching up the street. An elephant or two. Just hear that great big rooster sing cock-a-doodle-doo. And hear old Mother Hubbard who found a cobbler bear. And Santa Claus who's here because he has some toys to share. Thank you.
them come and let them go. All I want is little Lucy you. Though they're pretty as can be, and they make the eyes at me, all I want is little Lucy you. You are just the type for satisfaction. When you kiss me, oh boy, what reaction. Dear, you stole my heart away, and I'm sighing night and day. All I want is little Lucy you.
From the west, oh ho, the ho, the oh, no. Once a week you stay out till four, and once a week there's the same old war. Oh, 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 dee, oh, don't. Why there ought to be a law against that. Let's hold an election and find it out. We need protection, there is no doubt. Your kitchen's furnished with Frigidaire. You walk in and the Iceman's there. Oh, there ought to be a law against that.
In with an old world atmosphere, where you eat good English food and drink their best of beer. It's a little wayside inn you visit in your dreams, with hams and strings of onions hanging from the old oak beams. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the roses round their door. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the sawdust on the floor. You can hear old Farmer Marley grumbling at the price of barley. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the roses round her door. Down the little cobble street, by the little market square, since the days of good Queen Bess, that inn's been standing there. You can see around her place all trophies of the chase, a big stuffed fish and a fox's head inside a big glass case. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the roses round her door. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the sawdust on the floor. Sitting round the tallow candle, you can hear their latest scandal. At the old Pig and Whistle, with the roses round her door.
Come on, George, it'll be opening time. What be going to have?
I think we be going to have some fine weather.
No, what are you going to have to drink?
Oh, mine, just fine.
Hey, George, what about a song?
All right, I'll give you a song. I'll give you the old soul. There was an old farmer, he had an old sow. Idly down, Susanna's a funny fool man. Idly down, Susanna's a funny fool man. Sing lassie, go ring the rillo. Susanna's a funny fool man. Idly down, Susanna's a funny fool man. Now this old sow, she had some little pigs. Idly dig, Susanna's a funny fool man. Idly down, Susanna's a funny wonderful man. At the old pig and whistle with the roses round her door. At the old pig and whistle with the sawdust on the floor. You can have your photo taken sitting on the side of bacon. At the old pig and whistle with the roses round her door.
All aboard!
Wait a minute! You can't sail without us!
Oh, can't we? Who are all these kids? And who are you anyway?
Well, I'm Chesney Allen of the Crazy Gang. Mr. George Black is sending us all on a cruise, and he's put me in charge. And these kids, as you call them, are the rest of the gang.
Don't argue with him, Ches. Let's get a plank.
A plank?
A piece of wood.
A piece of wood? A board.
Oi,
oi. All right, come on, boys. Up the gangway.
Wait a minute. Shut up, shoving Cecil.
It's not me, Noxie. It's him.
Here, what's the name of the ship, Goldie?
It's called the Grace Darling, after that wonderful heroine, Grace Darling.
I've never heard of her.
My Grace Darling went out one night alone and brought back 20 men.
20 men?
Yes.
Does Mae West know about this?
Yeah. Mae West. You're always thinking about birds. Now, come on, we must have discipline.
What's discipline?
You know what discipline is, Jimmy. The thing that keeps the men of Britain together.
Oh.
Yes. Now, Jimmy, get over by the ship stays.
The what?
The ship stays. You know what stays are.
Yeah, the thing that keeps the women of Britain together.
Yeah. Now, Bud, where's Charlie Norton got
He's
to?
He's with a bird.
He's a quick worker. Where did he find the bird?
In the crow's nest.
Good heavens, what's happened?
The bird swung Charlie out of the nest.
Now, come on, boys. I'll show you around the ship. Now, here we are. Here we are. This is the library. Just a minute, Noxie. How did you get here before us?
I came down those steps.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What are you doing anyway?
I'm writing a letter.
Writing a letter?
Yeah.
Who to?
To myself.
To myself? To myself?
Yeah, myself.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I shan't get the letter till the morning.
Boys, here's a lovely book. Her Sweethearts. Chap 1, Chap 2, Chap 3.
All right.
Oh, here's a lovely book. Look, the Jewish Cathedral.
Jewish Cathedral?
Yeah, Westminster's Abbey.
Westminster Abbey. You do not talk sloppy.
Boys, here's a book about the sea. Jimmy, what would you do in case of a storm?
I'd throw out an anchor.
Yeah. Supposing you were at the other end of the ship.
I'd throw out another anchor.
Yes, but wait a minute. Supposing you were on the port side.
I'd throw out another anchor.
Wait a minute. Where are you getting all these anchors?
Wait a minute. Where are you getting all the storms?
Yeah.
There's the whistle for boat drill. Grab your lifebelts, boys.
What are the lifebelts?
Those round things.
Cool. I thought they were coits.
Coits? I got a coit with two pairs of trousers.
That's a coat. You don't have to talk sloppy.
Now, come on. Let's get on deck and try them on.
Hi, Jimmy Nerva, have I got this life belt on right? I can't get me braces over it.
You don't put your braces over it, you wear it down the seat of your pants.
What for?
To keep your end up.
You're not going to have sense.
What on earth are you doing with that penknife, Charlie?
I'm just making a hole in my life belt for my collar studs.
But who gave you that black eye?
That woman over there. I was trying to shift a life belt higher up, but something went wrong, and she said it was a garter I was moving up.
Why didn't you explain it was a mistake and ask her to have a drink in your cabin?
I did, but she said she wasn't any heaven in my bunk.
Here, I don't like the look of the weather, Cecil. Did you notice a spot of rain?
That wasn't a spot of rain. A seagull flew by.
Cool, shut up, Cecil.
Oh, you shut up, Cecil. Oh, ship's beginning to roll a bit, isn't it? I wonder why the sea gets angry.
Because it's been crossed so often.
Here, boys, I've just spotted a fellow on the upper deck telling the tale to your girl. Let's creep underneath and listen.
Come on, boys. Shut up. Am I Michael?
Quiet, quiet. There they are. Now keep quiet and listen.
darling, do you love me more than anything else in the world?
Yes, my precious. More than all the flowers in the country. More than all the stars in the sky.
Oh, I'm coming over all unnecessary.
And more than all the birds in the air.
Yeah, we're a sigh and a sobbing.
Well, stop him telling the fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what do we do now?
Let's go and listen to the music.
The music? Yeah. Where's the music?
It's on the other side.
I can't hear any music.
Well, turn the record over, you twerp.
I like this. I've been doing the sailor's hosepipe.
Well, bud, how do you like the fancy dress, Paul?
Fine. How do you like the costume?
Well, I can see you're a sailor of sorts, but who are you exactly supposed to be?
Dick Batting.
Dick Batting.
Bill Fielding.
Bill Fielding. Tom Bowling.
Tom Bowling.
Here comes your Minerva. What are you supposed to be, Jimmy?
I'm a bird fancier.
But you're dressed as a king.
Yeah, Henry VIII.
Henry VIII?
Yes, he was a bird fancier.
You don't ask say certain things in certain ways, that's all.
So you're there as well, Teddy, eh?
Of course I am.
And I see you like Bud, you're dressed as a sailor.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm Donald the Duck's brother.
Donald the Duck's brother?
Yeah, Drake.
Here, have a look. Look at Jimmy Gould, dressed as a deep-sea diver.
Well, I used to be a deep-sea diver. I was a deep-sea diver on the Aquitania. That's funny. I came across from the Aquitania last week. Yes. And when we're in the middle of the ocean, a mermaid came out of the ocean.
Mermaid?
Yes, she had a little mermaid in her arms.
What has this got to do with me?
She wanted to know if you were still a diver.
Yeah. Well, boys, we'll soon be crossing the bar.
That's a good idea. Let's all go into the bar.
Good. Now, boys, what are you going to have?
I'll have a glass of chisels.
I'll have a gin and harpic.
I'll have a glass of Scotch emulsion.
I want one of those toothpicks with a tonsil on the end of it.
Here, I'll have a Jewish cocktail.
Jewish cocktail? What's that?
A glass of water with a head dipped in it.
Will you? You won't. You'll cut out all your fancy drinks. You'll have a plain old-fashioned drink the same as I'm going to have.
What's that?
6 glasses of paraffin and put 2 rivets in each.
Yeah. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheerio. Cheerio.
I'll have a sandwich with mine.
Sandwich?
I'll have a shark sandwich.
You can't have a shark sandwich. You can have a ham sandwich.
All right, I'll have a ham sandwich, but don't forget I asked for shark first.
Yeah. Here, Straighty. Yeah? Is that land over there?
Land?
Yes, look over there.
Where?
Right facing.
Lend me your telescope, Jimmy.
Here.
Is it powerful?
Powerful? Do you know that telescope's so powerful, if land's 10 miles away, it looks as though it's behind you?
Yeah,
yeah, let's have a look through the telescope.
What can you see, Charlie?
Oh, I can see a cruiser.
What's on the cruiser?
The cruiser.
What's making it go?
It's cruiser.
Is your mother any more like you?
A few, sir.
Where do you come from?
Cruiser.
Oh, shut up. I think you're proper screwing.
You feel that, boys? Feel the ship give a lurch?
Yes, I did, Jimmy. But in case there's a storm, you stand by the ship's cuppers.
I don't like them.
Don't like what?
The shuppers.
You don't look too well, Teddy Knox. What do you want to put you right as your dinner?
Dinner? Don't talk to me about dinner. My breakfast lies over the ocean. My luncheon lies over the sea. My stomach is in a commotion. Don't mention my dinner to me.
Charlie Norton's missing again. Oh, here he is. Charlie, where have you been the last half hour?
Talking to that pretty stewardess. Hmm?
What did she say?
No.
Yeah, let's get on deck again. I feel queer. Does my face look funny?
No, no funnier than usual. Anyway, don't let your face worry you, Jimmy. We've got used to it.
Hmm. Well, that's not a bad idea, but getting on deck. Come on, boys, let's get on deck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's get a few girls and have a game of postman's knock.
Oh, that's a kid's game.
Not the way we play it.
What are you doing over there, Teddy?
I'm fishing.
Fishing? Yeah. What are you fishing for?
Mazurlas.
Mazurlas?
Yeah.
What are mazurlas?
How the hell do I know? I ain't caught none yet.
Jimmy, have you got your accordion with you?
Yeah, do you want me to play it?
Of course, come on, play.
All right.
Goodbye, we're off for fresh adventure, and somewhere they are certain to be found. There's no need to be sad, for there's laughter to be had, if you only care to look around. And we're the ones who always seem to find it, for we don't care a hand. You can think that we are loopy, but we're mouses making whoopee. We're the lady of Crazy Gang.
So long, customers.
Peaches, pears, persimmons,
root.
My word. Nowadays, we often gaze on women over 50 without the slightest trace. of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty. But doctors, I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face. Prunes get them every place. Prohibition bothers us, but prunes don't sit and brood. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting soon. Wrinkle, wrinkle, la 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 la. Young prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other fruits are envious, cause they know real well. No matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell.
thing. Oom-cha, oom-cha, da-da-da-da. Oom-cha, oom-cha, da-da-da-da. Mama and Pa go da-da-da-da. Says the soup go doodle-o-doo. Next it modulates to another key. A doodle-o-da-da-da. Then there comes a change in the melody. A doodle-o-dee-la-da-da-da. Oom-cha, oom-cha, da-da-da-da. Oom-cha, oom-cha, da-da-da-da. You must admit this map has got it. Just a oom-cha, doodle-o-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Okay, welcome all you oldsters and you oldster wannabes. Welcome to another antique edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And yeah, I'm an antique. Want to make something out of it? We have a bunch of 78s today, as you may have guessed. I find it increasingly hard to fool you guys. But we have a pile, a steaming heap, fresh off the tree, so to speak. We started with something from the J. Wilbur Orchestra. J. Wilbur did a lot of, he did a lot of 78s. They all did. What am I talking about? You know, and he did a lot of stuff playing for, during the war. He did a lot of touring and playing during the war. All right. And that was The Wedding of Mr. Mickey Mouse. We heard from DeBroy Summers Band from 1929, The Toymaker's Dream. All I Want is Little Ootsie Ooh. Was Lou Gold and his orchestra from 1929, featuring a vocal from Irving Kaufman, who, by the way, was on, I believe, every fourth recording made during the first half of the 20th century. After that, we heard from Jack Kaufman and his seven babies. Jack Kaufman was Irving Kaufman's brother. There was a third one, Phil, I believe his name was. But anyway, that was Jack Kaufman and the Seven Blue Babies. I don't know if Irving was part of that or not. From 1928, that was. There ought to be a law against that. And there definitely is a few laws in some states against Ootsie Oos. So be careful. Boogie Boo Boo was Willie Krager and his orchestra, featuring a vocal from Jerry White from 1929. From 1933, we heard Leslie Saroni at the Old Pig and Whistle. Leslie teamed up with another guy named Leslie Holmes, and they became the Two Leslies. And they had a lot of big hits, mostly of the novelty genre. I've played them before, and you have not been sorry about it at all. After that, the Crazy Gang, who were definitely an inspiration for Monty Python. That was called At Sea, a double-sided thingamajig. The Prune Song was Six Jumping Jacks, featuring Tom Stax. That was a made famous by, what's his name? Forget it. I just had it. It's gone. After that, Harry Reaser's Syncopators from 1926. Oh, how I love Bulgarians. You've heard that song without lyrics, I'm sure. And then we went back to the J. Wilbur Orchestra again from 1929. That was called Oomcha, Oomcha, da-da, da-da. All right. So, got more coming up for you. Sherman, set the Wayback Machine for 1931. And we'll have some fun.
It's a one-man band. He's a big sensation when he syncopates. Here's a demonstration of the way he operates. Oh, listen to the man go.
Bop, bop, booby.
Listen to the banjo. If you want to hear him, you've got to gather near him to listen to the music of the one-man band. Listen to the fiddle. And then the diddle. But I'm not complaining. It's really entertaining to listen to the music of the one-man band. Then he goes into his and sings silly things in a
trance.
Listen to the sax go. Now with a solo. Really it's confusing, but isn't it amusing to listen to the music of the one band band?
Music or anything like that, no matter what the tune may be, he ends it on B flat.
He knows just one note, he plays just one note, he stays on one note, his breath is strong. He plays a heart, he don't know what, he's on the spot, he is won't be long. They say he got his talent from his dad, it was his mother's wish, his father you little fish, he hangs on one. No, he bangs on one. No, he knows just one note in every song.
That is, if you want to keep thin. Now you listen to me. No more messing with French dressing. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now you can flirt with noodle soup. Well, you may sniff, but don't dare give in. Why, you've got to bend down, sister. Bend down, sister, if you want to keep thin. Ready, begin. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. One, two, three, bend. That's fine. Three, bend. One, two, three, bend. Down, sister, do you hear me? Bend down, sister. That is, if you want to get thin. Now, don't be hasty, especially with French pastry. Sister, you'll just have to bear it and grin. Now, if you should never eat at all, oh, well, I'm sure that you're a cinch to win. Do you hear me now? Just bend down, sister. Bend down, sister. If you want to really get thin.
Lizzie comes in, if Lizzie comes in, she'll begin to roll her eyes at me. And oh gosh, oh gee, she's got this, a little of that. She isn't too thin and not too fat. And she has so much of the skin you love to touch. When Lizzie gets busy, she don't give you a rest. She pets you, upsets you, and vamps the buttons off your vest. So I'll sing songs, tell a few jokes, play on the youth, but holy smokes, I'm going out if Lizzie comes in.
In town, the sweetest thing for miles around. Take a look now, ain't that nice? Bet you can't help looking twice. How'd you like to have a slice of her affection? She's got the cutest eyes of brown, yes sir, and how she rolls them up and down. Everybody looks her way, listen and you'll hear them say, oh, there goes the cutest kid in town.
Gonna get a miss for kissing, gonna get I'm missing brainers in the world. That's why I'm gonna get a girl. I've been getting wise watching all the guys walking their cuties. Making up my mind, gonna go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl. Because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl. That's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Thank you. Betty. Hey, hey, she's not so hard to see. She weighs 243. I hope she doesn't get much fatter. But if she does, it doesn't matter, Kitty. From Kansas City, now there's a girl that I adore. Oh, she's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. She thinks July the 4th is an English king. But I love her, and I'm up a tree. It's Kansas City, Kitty, or me. Oh, she's so dumb, her brain is in a whirl. Why, she thinks that Babe Ruth is a chorus girl. But I love her, and I'm up a tree. It's Kansas City, Kitty, or me. Her name was Kitty, from Kansas City. Sure was a pity, she wasn't pretty. Hey, hey, I love her just because she's not the girl she was. How she can cook, how she can wash, but when she starts to love, oh gosh, Kitty, from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. Oh, she's so dumb, she sleeps out in a tent, and she thinks the Mexican border pays a weekly rent. But I love her, I love her, oh, I love her so. Oh, it's Kansas City, Kitty, for me. Oh, she's so dumb, sometimes it almost kills. She thought that Rudy Valley was a place between two hills. But I love her, and I am up a tree. Oh, it's Kansas City, Kitty, for me.
We take some figures, you know what I mean, just like a rose from the south. But when she opens her mouth, oh, is she dumb? Oh, boy, is she dumb. She thinks she's as bright as can be. She's so dumb, she don't know where she's at. Thinks the English baby is a hat. Gee, but she's them. No common sense. Just a head of solid ivory. She's so dumb, she should be in a cage. Thinks Virginia hams are on the stage. My goodness, oh, is she dumb? Dumb as they come. She's even so dumb, she likes me. Oh, is she dumb? Dumb
I loved a girl who had a father. Her father had a bulldog by the fence. The bulldog had a row of gleaming ivories that made Mr. Roosevelt look like 30 cents. I picked all up one evening just to see her, but the only one to meet me was the beast. And by the time I got away, I needed a tailor and a hospital at least. That's why I never married. That's why I never will. I didn't like the dog, but he couldn't get enough of me. That's why I'm single still. Another girl I thought that I could marry. I threw diamonds and tiaras in her lap. And when she had me broke as any broker, she told me that she loved another chap. We agreed then to return each other's presents, but my diamonds I will never see, alas. I sent her back her necktie and suspenders. She sent her father's bill for coal and gas. That's why I never married. That's why I never will. She's got another pet, but she wears my diamonds, yes. That's why I'm single still. Statistics always prove a fact conclusive. Whatever is the fact you want to get, if you speak kindly to a young statistic, it has always answered kindly up to yet. For instance, take the men in penitentiaries. 7/8 have led a single life, which proves that they prefer to be in prison than staying home and living with a wife. That's why I never married. That's why I never will. Life in prison's but a cell, but a mother-in-law is well. That's why I'm single still.
One in a long, long time. Get in your heads, I'm the boss, by heck. fish and chicken feed. Go and show some speed.
Why don't you get more?
Tell me, where did you learn to toot that horse?
Why don't you get lost?
You're the voice I've heard since I was born.
Why don't you get lost?
Go and throw yourself in the river. That's the only way you'll get across. Every note you play makes me want to say,
why don't you get
just want to point out that you're listening to a piano roll recorded, as it were, by the wizard himself, James P. Johnson, one of the greatest stride piano players ever. Taught Fats Waller everything he knows. But I digress. We started this set with a one-man band by the Ben Friedman's Paramount Hotel Orchestra, which was actually another name for Snook's Memphis Ramblers from 1931. The one-note trumpet player was Bob Kauser and the Cornelians, which was actually Joe Hames and his orchestra from 1932, featuring a vocal there by, yes, that was Larry Murphy. Art Bennett on vocals gave us Ben Down Sister from Ben Sullivan and his orchestra from 1931. From 1925, I'm Going Out, If Lizzie Comes In. I think that was about the car. I don't know. That was Phil Romano and his orchestra, featuring a vocal by Billy Murray, the other ubiquitous singer from the 20s and 30s, besides Irving Kaufman. And then we hear from Chick Bullock from 1931, vocalizing with the Majestic Dance Orchestra, and that was The Cutest Kid in Town. Going to Get a Girl was the Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra, with a vocal by, guess who? Our old friend Irving Kaufman again, from 1927. Eddie Stone singing with Ishan Jones, and that was called I Hate Myself, as if you didn't know. The Hollywood Dance Orchestra, which was actually Adrian Schubert's orchestra from 1930, featuring a vocal by Mr. Everywhere himself, Irving Kaufman. And that was, of course, Kitty from Kansas City. Oh, Is She Dumb? Was Eddie Cantor. No dispersions on Kansas City, by the way. That was from 1922. And then, let's see. Oh, well, yeah, I lost my place. From 1911. That's Why I Never Married, from Billy Murray. And then Calloway's Hot Shots, which was actually Rowan's Pennsylvanians, featuring a vocal by Cliff Nazaro. Cliff Nazaro was famous for doing double talk. And that was called Why Don't You Get Lost? All right. So that brings us up to where we are now. I got two more for you. Now, I want to point out that political correctness was not the thing back then. They didn't know what that meant. And also, they had an entirely different sensibility. So some of you may find the next two somewhat offensive. I hope not much. First one's by Burt Williams. Burt Williams was probably the biggest star of the pre-1920s vaudeville circuit. He was a black man. And the irony there is that he was always forced to work in blackface. Weird, huh? And then we got one from Arthur Collins, a song that you'll be familiar with. I invite you to stop back next week when we will be having our annual Thanksgiving dinner. Bring your appetite, and maybe a covered dish. That would be fine, too. In the meantime, have a good week, and I will see you then. All right? Be good.
Delegation of deacons from a hard-shell congregation called on Parson Brown. Seemed that someone had volunteered information about some scandal that was going around, and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them to their face. Brother, it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. What I do in church, you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately. It is nobody's business but my own. I hope you hear it, man. This delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion, that is, about the case in hand. They didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him, and they all liked their preaching man. So, at last, they come to the pint and told him, "You have to stop or resign." He says, "Now, brothers, I ain't no diplomat, but listen here, let me tell you all what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching suits. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. There's a time to preach and a time to shout. And there's a time a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it ain't nobody's business but my own. Think about yourself. Because it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching suits. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, you old deacons get sold, but this ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, do you hear me? Good evening, good night, goodbye."
Without a hunting, 'twas on one Sunday moon. Our course was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one big measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out in the middle of the road and he waltzed to the coon, you see. The coon got so excited that he climbed a persimmon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground and the coon climbed out on a limb. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies and these words said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and din. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Now, Mr. Bear, let you and I reason this year's thing out together, eh?" "Nice bear." "Good old bear." "Say, Mr. Bear, if I should give you just one nice, good, juicy bite, would you go away?" "No?" "Well, I'll stay right here. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear." This coon stayed up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, "Oh, Lord, if you don't help that bear, then you'll see an awful fight." Yes, about then the limb let go and the coon came a-tumbling down. You should seen him get his razor out before he struck the ground. He hit the ground a-cutting right and left. He put up a very game fight. Yes, then the bear hugged his coon. He squeezed him a little too tight. The coon then lost his razor, but the bear held on with a vim. Then he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies and once more said to him, "Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also
deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and in. Three Hebrew children from the fiery points for the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Say, Mr. Bear, I want to act perfectly on the level in this here matter. Now, I'll fight you to a finish without gloves, Marcus of Queensberry rules, eh? No hitting in the clinches. And I want a clean break. Ready? Shake hands. Hold on, I didn't say go yet. Now, go. Oh, 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 my goodness, what are you doing, eh? Let go, let go, you hear me? Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace of the good books do declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear.